We have on, for the second time this year, kissing expert Andrea Demirjian. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Almost New Year's and lots of kisses to you.
Happy New
lots
Year to
Lots of kisses
you.
Yes. to you, too. Yes.
You guys are all warmed up and revved up already. I love it.
Yeah, there's no women in the studio. That's the problem.
Well, you know, you could kiss each other.
Oh, yeah.
No,
right.
No. We don't need that.
Those are related.
I'll stick with Mike here. So, Andrea, well, first of all, let's remind our listeners, you've got this book out. It's Kissing, right?
I have a book called Kissing, Everything You Want to Know About One of Life's Sweetest Pleasures, and kissing truly is a sweet pleasure. It can be sexy, too.
Yes, absolutely. And so now we had you on our Valentine's Day special, and yeah, I told you about my situation where I had a kiss on the cheek last New Year's Eve, and it was nice, but the girl turned out to be not all that, not as special as I hoped that she would be. And then, of course, I also...
They were divorced 3 months later.
But, you mean she wasn't into you?
She wasn't into me. That's true. She was into someone else, but that's okay. But and then before that, I was in a situation where someone was trying to get someone else, some other girl, to kiss me who I didn't want to kiss.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't want to kiss her on New Year's. So that's what I want to start with. If you are in a situation where you don't want to kiss a particular person, what is your advice? What's the etiquette there?
Well, you know, New Year's Eve is one of those, you know, quintessentially romantic evenings. After Valentine's Day, New Year's is considered one of the most romantic nights of the year. And there's and that brings a lot of sort of, like, heavy weight to it sometimes. Mm-hmm. So you're asking this question because you're in this situation. And what I always just try to encourage people to do, especially on a holiday night like that, you just sort of have to be easy. And if there's someone that you sense likes you more than you like them and you don't necessarily want to misguide them, you can certainly offer your cheek or kiss them on the cheek, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If anything, that's actually the better thing to do, because New Year's is about starting the year right, and what better way to start the year than with a kiss?
Yeah.
So whether you're kissing someone sexy that you're totally into, whether you're kissing a friend, whether you're kissing a parent, whether you're kissing your pet, or whether you're just kissing a guest who's at the party with you, you know, it's all about goodwill. There's no harm done.
So So there's different styles and different contexts to kissing, it sounds like, what you're saying. There could be that little friendly kiss, or it could be a romantic kiss.
Absolutely.
What other type of kisses are there, and their location? What I mean by that is that...
their location?
Yeah. What I mean by that, kissing on the lips versus the cheek, when is it appropriate to do one or the other?
Well,
if
you
it's
know,
non-romantic, let's
you know,
say.
You know, there is that duality to the kiss where it's very sweet and it can be very innocent and can be very familial and very loving. And then there's the sexy, zazazoo romantic side. And back in the day, actually, people always just kissed each other on the mouth. This was this social forum. And, you know, it caused a lot of ambiguity at times because it's like, is this person kissing me on the lips because they dig me or they're just being friendly? So the cheek kissing started in large part because of some of that going on. But then the Black Plague kind of came along. And so people realized, you know, I don't want to spread germs. So back to your question, when you're in a situation like that, you know, you kind of have to use your gut instincts. And if there's someone at the party that you're kind of got a little crush on, you know, New Year's Eve is the perfect night to just sort of toss it out there because no harm, no foul.
Now, how early in the evening should you let that person know? I mean, or should you just spring it on them at the last minute? Because last year, my friend Jim and I were running from party to party. We were at Days Inn. We were at two different parties, running back and forth, trying to figure out, you know, who we wanted to be standing next to at midnight. So what is your advice for that?
Well, it sounds like you guys are being super ambitious, and I applaud that, because you wanted to get yourselves properly positioned, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Sometimes there's obviously some strategy involved. Sometimes it's more spontaneous. And there's no sort of wrong or right in this situation. I think the only thing that I always just say to people is just be respectful to one another. That's sort of like the one and only mm-hmm. rule. It's sort of like be spontaneous, have fun. It's a special night. If you are attracted to someone and there's been some sort of like kind of sexy signals sort of growing in the course of the evening, you can certainly, you know, certainly kiss them on the cheek, and maybe you kiss them a little bit close to the lips. And when the clock strikes and you give them that kiss and you tell by their reaction whether they're digging it or not, then you can go for lip.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there such a thing as recreational kissing?
Absolutely.
And what would that be? Is that the younger crowd, the older crowd, or any crowd? And well, what does that mean, recreational
kissing?
Well,
I think certainly as teenagers, we all participated in recreational kissing, didn't we all, right? Spin the bottle, a little bit of 7 minutes in heaven and all.
Ooh, and don't forget truth and dare.
Okay, truth and dare. That's definitely recreational kissing. And certainly when you're younger and you're just kind of like experimenting and having fun. So you might even be at a party one night, you might kiss more than one person that night, right? That's recreational fun, lighthearted kissing.
Okay. Wait, lighthearted, but would you consider recreational kissing also more romantic too?
Well, you know, if you are in a relationship and it's clear that you guys have a relationship and you guys just have a good time kissing anywhere you are, that can be recreational too.
But how about if you're not in a relationship and you're kissing many people at this party? And it's recreational kissing and romantic. Is that appropriate?
I say yes, because you know what? You can be a kissing bandit anytime you want.
Ah, there we go.
That's nice. That's nice. And so, but now back to the pressure, though, of New Year's Eve, because there is an awful lot of pressure on people to be standing next to that person. I think that's why Jim and I last year were like panicked each minute that was going by, as we were getting closer to midnight, we were thinking we have to be standing next to someone. Would you say that you absolutely have to kiss someone at midnight, though?
Well, you know what? Again, the folklore of it goes back to literally ancient Rome, and it was all about ushering in the new year. Mm-hmm. And a kiss is supposed to set a good tone for a good omen, and to refuse a kiss means a bad omen for the year. So that's why I say, you know, if on New Year's Eve, even if you only have a pet in the house, kiss the pet.
Oh, yes, I've done that.
So really, you do want to kiss someone
some
animal or human form on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow. So go to tradition, and if they object, say, hey, we want 2015 to turn out really well. So the better and the more the kissing, the better the 2015.
Yeah, just be lighthearted and fun about it. But you can always start on the cheek. That's a non-offensive way to sort of feel your way up to the lip and see what happens.
That's excellent.
That's an excellent, excellent question.
That's the gateway to the mouth. The cheek is the gateway to the mouth.
That's true.
Would you agree? I've always had this theory. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this on there, but okay, here I... No, don't worry, Eric. It's not going to be something you can push the sensor button. But it's... I always thought kissing is... certain kissing is the most intimate of all human behavior. Would you agree?
I would agree 10,000%.
Yes, I'm right. Finally, someone agrees with me, an expert. I really do. I think that's the most intimate of anything you can do, a romantic kiss.
It absolutely is. And even though we've been talking about recreational kissing and fun kissing and just having fun with kissing, and you can do all of those things, in comparison to like the bada bing, bada boom, kissing is infinitely more intimate than the act of just sort of doing it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Good.
You know, there's something that goes on when you are so close to someone, in their face, looking into their eyes. It's really sort of a soul-to-soul experience where the act of sex, as fun as it can be and as romantic and beautiful as it can be very perfunctory. It could be zipless. It could be, you know, against the wall. You're not even looking at each other, whereas kissing is a whole nother dynamic. And when I was doing my book, I surveyed women, and I asked them if they had to give up kissing or sex, what would they give up? And 66% said they would give up sex before they gave up kissing, that kissing was infinitely, in many ways, more fulfilling to them emotionally. And
they're not doing it right.
Well, no. You know, people say that you could lie just for hours on end just kissing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a great... I'm going to have to read your book and get your book. This sounds like a fascinating book.
You've got to have someone who really, you know, makes you want to skip the light fantastic for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when you've got the right person and the chemistry is right and the way your sort of pheromones mix together, your chemistry mix together, that intangible thing that makes your sort of own unique little cocktail between you that can be just so intoxicating.
That's amazing.
And if you think of someone and if you just think about kissing them and if you get turned on by that just in your mind, you know you're golden. You found someone really good.
I agree. That's great advice.
Excellent advice.
And now, we were talking about this earlier, the mistletoe. I know we kind of missed this season. Mistletoe is more of a Christmas thing than a New Year's thing, right?
Well, it's this time of year, again, those crafty Romans were coming up with all sorts of traditions back in the day. So, you know, there's no harm or foul to still continue to want to go to a party between now and New Year's and bring your little sprig of mistletoe to kiss under. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. Do you have to hang it up, or can you just hang it over someone's head?
You can just hang it over someone's head, and that's also a really sweet, fun tradition. And much like New Year's Eve, I say to people, don't refuse a kiss under the mistletoe. You know, you might not be that attracted to the person, but you can certainly offer your cheek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And, you know, you'd always want to sort of be gracious in those moments. Obviously, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a compromising position if you're feeling threatened. All those things go without saying, then, you know, that's a violation. And this is not what this conversation is about. But mm-hmm. it's about the fun of the moment and embracing the spirit of the holiday season and just having a good time.
Absolutely. And some final notes here from you. Any parting words in terms of advice for people when they're going for that kiss? You know, eyes open, eyes closed. Any final tips for us?
Well, I would say that also too, because the night is so sort of filled with expectation and anticipation. I say to people, you know, wait really until the clock strikes 12 before you kiss. So, like, even if it's a couple who's been together for a long time, wait and let the anticipation build, because it just then makes that kiss that much more fun. And so that's my one sort of piece of advice, is just let the moment build and just really enjoy it.
I like that. That's
and good. Your book, what's it called and where can you get it?
It's called Kissing. You can find it on Amazon. And, you know, it's a fun thing filled with lots of interesting bits and facts of information, but a lot of, like, sexy fun stuff, too.
And people can go to your website, kissingbook.com, kissingbook.com. You know, Andrea Demirjian, I want to thank you so much for joining us again and helping us celebrate New Year's Eve.
Sure, guys.
I know you're on vacation or holiday right now over in New Mexico, and, you know, just thank
I'm in your time zone. So,
I know.
That was great. It worked out perfectly, and thanks for thinking of me. I'm always happy to chat with you, and I send you lots of kisses.
Oh, we send you kisses back, and, you know, Happy New Year. I hope you get a great big kiss on the cheek or lips or whatever you
me
want.
Me too.
We'll be right there.
Okay. Okay, guys. You be welcome. I'll see you later.
All
right. Have fun.
Talk to you later.
Big kiss. Bye.
Bye-bye.